I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You, a fond look at the animals we love to hate. Growing up, frequently I would hear other kids referred to as doodle bugs, and I tell you, I didn't know that there was actually a doodle bug.
Oh, it's actually the larva of the antlion. And the antlion adult looks like a loosely built damselfly, except they have very distinct antennae, and their wing venation is very different. They're entirely two different insects. The larvae can live for several years. They're known as doodle bugs, and they have wedge-shaped bodies, and they move around backwards through sandy soil, leaving doodles or little burrows in the trails in the sand. And when they find the right spot, they go around and around in ever tighter circles using their flat shovel-like heads to flip sand out until they've created this little cone or pit, and they hide down on the bottom. And sometimes, if you look very carefully, you'll see just the tips of their jaws poking out of the sand, and those jaws act like syringes and straws. And when a small insect tumbles in, they start flicking sand with their flat head out from under their feet, and they slide right down. These ice tong-like jaws snap onto the victim, and they pump digestive enzymes through these hollow mouth parts into the guts of their victim, turning them into soup. They suck them dry through the hollow jaws, and then they toss the dried carcass out of the pit, and then they go round and around again to sharpen up the pit for their next victim.
As a kid, I used to herd insects into the edge of that that bowl just to watch this happen.
Just to watch the carnage. They have sort of an interesting biology. What's characteristic of this whole order of insects is that their digestive tract in the larval stage isn't fully developed. So they just keep eating and eating and eating, and nothing passes. And it's not until the adult emerges from the pupa that they have one big bowel movement, relieving themselves of all the waste that they gathered as they were developing as larvae.
That sounds... That sounds painful.
People have often shared stories with me about how they used to sing to doodle bugs. And I think it's the vibration or the moving air on the insect itself that would cause it to start flipping sand up in the trap so you could see it. But you could take a spoon and very gently but very quickly scoop around the conical pit of the doodle bug, and you can lift it up and you can see the very unusual form of the larva. The larvae spin a cocoon in the soil, and they may take anywhere from two or more years to develop. They're tough. They can't go out and get their food. The food has to come to them. And so that might mean that it takes them a while to get enough nutrition in order to complete their life cycle. So they'll hang in there for several years until they eat enough small crawling insects that they can complete their life cycle.
So they're not ants and not lions.
That's right, Steve. They're not ants and they're not lions. You're a quick study.
Old caterpillar did the centipede crawl as they picked up his heels at the bug field ball. Got 24 legs and no heart to shag.
Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America. You can find photos, audio, and links at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.